12th District. State Senator Brad Hawkins on the line. By the way, this will be a regular feature right on through the end of the legislative session on Tuesdays at this time, each and every week. Senator Hawkins, kind enough to take some time out to talk to us about what's going on over there at the state capitol. And Senator Hawkins, I appreciate the time this morning. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Good to be with you. Last week it was in studio, but this week it's over here in Olympia. It's the second day of session, so we're fast at it.
Yeah, over in snowy Olympia, quite snowy from what you said, and that's kind of the overtone for a lot of our conversation this morning, Brad. Talk to us about the weather. We get you a chance to put the weather hat on this morning and play weatherman for us over there, but you said it's pretty snarly.
Yeah, well, it's unusual for Olympia to get snow. I have seen it once before, maybe twice in the 7 prior years that I've served in the legislature. But it snowed pretty heavily for Olympia last night, and there's still snow, I'd say a couple inches. And, of course, the challenge over here in places like Olympia and much of western Washington, a lot of people aren't familiar with the snow and aren't accustomed to how to drive in it. And the school districts, likewise, you know, and they don't really have the equipment to clear the snow. So when it does snow in the past, Olympia kind of has shut down, at least at the state capitol. It is a legislative session day as required by the Constitution, but it is a big day in Olympia today. We have the governor's State of the State speech. We have a lot of statewide dignitaries traveling in. A lot of my legislative colleagues, of course, don't live in Olympia. They live in their homes in the Puget Sound area. So it will be an interesting day today, certainly in the AM for the staff and much of the legislators.
Yeah, and the mountain passes could provide some difficulty for those constituents heading over from the east side as well, Brad, because we've got Stevens Pass closed right now. Snoqualmie is awfully snarly. They're adding up to 30 minutes or more of added travel time there because it's been snowing heavily throughout the night and apparently is right now based on our latest reports. So weather could be a factor, it sounds like, for a lot of the pomp and circumstance that always gets each legislative session started. And you kind of play a special role, you said, too, in this year's proceedings. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been selected this year to escort the statewide elected officials, and so I'll be doing that this morning. I do assume that the State of the State speech will go forward, although it might be a little bit different, or perhaps it'll warm up here and some of the snow will melt off. But I have a good working relationship with many of the statewide elected officials. Some statewide elected officials I don't know as well, so it'll be a good opportunity for me to connect with them. And then, you know, the first couple days are somewhat ceremonial. Yesterday, for example, we had the swearing in of a couple of our newest members in the Senate, Senator Derek Stanford from the 1st District, which is near Seattle, and then Ron Mazzal from the 10th District in Whidbey Island. And he covers Everett as well. So we have a couple new senators. They took their oaths of office, and we got a chance to connect with our colleagues. But once we get past that first day and the second day, it's pretty much all business. We did meet for committee yesterday for the Senate Education Committee. I serve as the ranking member again this year for that committee. So we already had a meeting yesterday, and then we'll have our second committee meeting on Friday. And then I'm starting to look ahead too, because next week it's likely I'll have a hearing on the Apple license plate bill that I've sponsored. I believe that hearing will be scheduled for January 22nd, although it's not yet published yet. We're already getting cranked up.
Well, given the state of the weather over there this morning, Brad, wouldn't surprise me at all if somebody from the 22nd Legislative District, which includes Olympia, doesn't make a call for snowplow budgets to be raised just a little bit in the event that this happens again in the future. State Senator Brad Hawkins with us from the 12th District on the line this morning, live from Olympia, where again he reports there's been some heavy snow, which could put a little damper on the State of the State address, which is expected later on today. And Brad, that State of the State is also expected to include quite a bit from the governor about homelessness and affordable housing, which are sort of linked together, as you were telling me before we started here today. But that's going to be sort of the tone that is set, at least by Governor Inslee, to gavel the session as far as the State of the State, correct?
Yeah, I do anticipate that'll be his major focus. You know, for so many years since that 2012 State Supreme Court McCleary decision on basic education funding, the topic of education funding dominated every session, almost every major discussion on state policy. But now that that issue has been addressed and met according to the state Supreme Court, we've now been able to transition to other important state priorities. Mental health has been one that we focused a lot on, but affordable housing and homelessness, those two issues are, of course, related, and we have somewhat of an issue with homelessness in our area, as is the case all throughout the whole state, but affordable housing most certainly in our area and throughout the state. In Western Washington and the Seattle area in particular, homelessness is a huge issue. There are many legislators, since we're all elected based on population, that represent the greater Seattle area. And so there is a pent-up demand for them to have some successes on homelessness this year, especially as they head into their next election cycle. So there's heavy pressure from them. The challenge has been, though, that the state of Washington, with our record revenues, last legislative session when we developed and approved the two-year budget, have sort of invested everything, have all spent a lot of the state money. And so now Governor Inslee has come back and said, well, this homelessness is a crisis, and we need to act. And so I'm proposing, which I expect him to say today in his State of the State speech, because this is what he released as part of his budget plan, to dip into the rainy day fund, or essentially our reserve account in the state of Washington, to fund his homelessness policies that he wants to implement. Instead of doing it last legislative session, when we were dealing with all those additional revenues when we were building our two-year budget. So it'll be interesting. Certainly, I want to help our state address the homelessness issues, but I'm not a big fan of draining our budget stabilization account or our rainy day fund at a time when I really think, frankly, we should be building it up to help mitigate for potentially a future economic downturn. So good people will disagree on this issue in our state in terms of how to fund it. And I expect that will be part of the debate as the session unfolds.
All right, Brad. Well, as the session unfolds, you will keep us apprised of what is going on, in particular as it pertains to and affects the 12th district here back home. So folks, throughout the course of the legislative sessions, be able to hear you here at Coho, again around 7:30 every Tuesday, right on up to the end of the legislative session, no matter how long that goes. And also, they'll be able to get in touch with you throughout the sessions. You wanted to offer folks a way to do that?
Yes, the best way would be my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. You can get my direct office phone number, the 1-800 number. My email address is brad.hawkins@ledge.wa.gov. People can email me. We're being inundated with emails and correspondence, and we're working really hard to get those answered. But I really welcome people's thoughts, concerns, and feedback on state issues. I do appreciate the support. A lot of people have been encouraging me this week, so I appreciate that. And if people want to schedule a visit or a trip to Olympia, hopefully when the mountain passes and the weather's a little bit better, they're welcome to do that. We can coordinate that as well and help them coordinate their tour and things like that. So I just greatly appreciate the chance to be on with you each week, Chris, and your Coho listeners. And if people want to reach out to me, I definitely encourage them to do so. It's a tremendous honor to serve as our 12th District State Senator, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate your taking the time out to talk with us here every week, Brad, and we'll look forward to doing so again next Tuesday and find out what the first week in Olympia holds for us to discuss at that time.
Sounds great, Chris. Thanks so much.